we know farmers that can produce. And giving that function over to the bank, I really don't think is quite sound. After giving additional work to the bank, which is not their core business, a bank simply fund on the basis of a strong proposal, on the basis of what whoever is asking for funds has in terms of what we call in collateral security. But for banks to begin to identify those farmers, I think we are not going anywhere. I don't think we are serious about this.
Now, we know that some farmers have had some loans over the years, but they're not repaying these loans. So how does it work this time around if they're going this way?
Exactly. That's the question. That's the question. Government structures have failed to get back monies from farmers. I'm not sure whether they have failed or they simply ignored it. Over the years, since independence, there's always a loan facility saying this is free, this is whatever, use and pay back. And we know it has failed over years. Why then don't we then sit down and come up with a workable solution to that?
So what's the way forward, Mr. Lou?
To go back to the drawing board, to say through farmers' organization, be it commercial, be it Zimbabwe Farmers Union, give us your productive farmers, full stop. These farmers are known. Then through them, you say, farmers, how can we assist you? And they know how. They know what they need from banks. They already know it is there. Our challenge is most of these farmers, some of them don't even have title deeds, unfortunately. And for banks to begin to finance farmers without title deeds to their land, that on its own is a challenge.